swine. Hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. And I said the shit shock horror.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
The lightning and the kind. It's 4 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October the 29th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, I'm back. 8 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on the Brown Perspective on Sports, coming to you from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM. .org. Okay, 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. Let's get right into I'm wondering, is there anybody east of the Grand Canyon who knows that the World Series is going on? That's what happens when you get West Coast and Southwest teams playing. Us guys, you know, on the East, first of all, the games come on late. And then, you know, it's, yeah, for me, I got to get my bedtime, you know, so I can get up and get here to the station at 4 o'clock or thereabouts. And so, therefore, I haven't seen much of the World Series. But I know what's going on. Series is tied at 2 games apiece. At the Dodgers won yesterday in Houston, 6-2. Let's see. For the Dodgers, and this is another thing. All these players on the Dodgers, I know none of them. Taylor went 1-for-4. He's hitting 154 in the series. Seager went 1-for-4, scored a run. He's hitting 267. Turner went 0-for-3. He's hitting 125. He also got a walk. Culbertson ran for him and scored a run. Bellinger went 2-for-4, scored 2 runs. Got an RBI. He's hitting 133. Puig went 0-for-4. He's hitting 125. Forsyth, I know Puig. I don't know him personally, but I know of him. He's made some headlines since he's been in the league, what, 3-4 years now? Anyway, Forsyth went 1-for-3, scored a run, got a walk. He's hitting 286. Barnes went 0-for-2, got an RBI. He's hitting 091. Peterson, 1-for-4, scored a run, 3 RBIs. Hitting 230, hitting 333, got his second home run of the World Series, and Hernandez went 1-for-4, he's hitting 300. Wood went, started for the Dodgers. He went 5 2/3 innings. Heard an interesting thing, because he's so young, and he has an unorthodox pitching motion, that he hadn't pitched in 31 days. They want to cut down his pitch count. And didn't want to wear him out since they figured he'd be going in the playoff. But, you know, didn't play in the NLCS. And here he is going to the World Series. Went 5 2/3 innings. Gave up 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned. He walked 2, struck out 3. Had a 1.59 ERA. He didn't get the win or the loss. He didn't get the win because they did win. But Morrow came in, pitched an inning in the third, scoreless. Watson came in, pitched an inning, also scoreless. He got the win, 1-0. And Jansen came in, pitched an inning, gave up a home run in the ninth inning, struck out 1. Yeah, he's a 4.50 ERA. For Houston, Springer went 1-for-4, scored a run. And his hit was a home run. He's hitting 278 on the season. Bregman went 1-for-4, scored a run. He's hitting 285. He got his second home run also. Springer was his second home run of the World Series. But guys like Altuve hitting 158. Correa, 250. Gurriel, 200. Reddick, 286. Gaddis, 400. Gonzalez, 167. And McCann, 200. Morton started, went 6 3rd innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 run, it was earned, struck out 7, had a 1.42 ERA, he didn't get the loss. Harris came in, pitched 2/3 of an inning, gave a hit. Davinsky came in, pitched an inning, struck out 1, hit a 3.00 ERA in the World Series. Giles came in, couldn't get anybody out. Gave up 2 hits, 3 runs, all in the earn, walked 1. He got the loss. His ERA is 27. Musgrove came in, pitched an inning, gave up a hit, 2 runs. Gave up 1 hit, 1 run, 2 men on base. What happened here? Anyway, he gave up 1 run. He also walked 1, struck out 1. Has a 9.00 ERA. Series tied at 2-2. And game 5 is tonight. I guess they have a day off. And then it's going to go back to L.A. And the game 6 and 7. Game 6 will be probably on Tuesday. And game 7, if there's a game 7, will probably be on Wednesday. So, there you go. And for all you World Series baseball fans. 414 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, the final Sunday in the month of October. October. September and October just seem to have flown by to me. I don't know if what's going on. But I had a busy end of August and right into, you know, and just kept flowing right into September. And here we are near the end of October. And because we've been having some fairly decent weather, you know, maybe that's why. I don't know. I don't know what the situation is. But it seems like I am not ready for November. All my winter clothing is packed away, but sometimes, you know, you really don't need it. You know, it's like we've had some chilly days. Right now, I believe I can remember the temperature outside. It's like 51 degrees, something like that. But we've been bringing up weather updates sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry coming up right after this program. And I know that because I host both programs, so therefore, sometime around 6:30, we'll be bringing you that weather update. Okay, before we get off baseball, let's talk Red Sox. The Red Sox, based upon their series with Houston and how they just, you know, I won't say, sort of stumbled into the playoffs this year, we've got to get another bat, and if we can do that through free agency, and I guess we have to do it through free agency, we don't have any players down in the minors that I would say people would jump at to make a trade. And Giancarlo Stanton, yep, that would have to be a trade. His salary is much too high, and we need to get somebody a little. If we can get somebody without trading, that's okay, if any's, you know. But hopefully now we can get to sign Nunez, since we know that Pedroia is going to be out. Get Nunez in a second base. We need somebody to be our regular. Well, I guess maybe what we could do, if we could get a corner outfielder, we could put him in left field and probably put... I skipped my mind. Left fielder into center field and use Jackie Bradley off the bench. I think that is the way to go. Another thing I threw out there, I would say, since we've seen that Chris Sale is lights out at the beginning of the season all the way through to the All-Star game, but then because of his slim frame, he starts to peter out. And I would go with a six-man rotation. How about that? And my six-man right off the bat, I would say, would be right, a knuckleball pitcher. Hopefully he comes back healthy. And I would stick him in there and break up the left-right situation. I would put Price back into the starting rotation, of course. See what happens from that point on. Because we have a bang-up bullpen. I'm assuming we're going to get Thornburg from Pittsburgh, who didn't pitch at all this past year because of shoulder problems. We're going to get him back, and with Smith and Carson and all the other guys we got out there, I think the bullpen is pretty set. What we need is that big bat. And, hey, going six pitchers in the rotation would, cut down on the number of times that Sale goes early in the year. And hopefully he would have enough zip on that old fastball and that thin frame to be lights out all season long with the extra rest. It'd be worth a try. Okay, 418 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, the final Sunday in the month of October, 29th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports literally every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
It can happen to the best of us. Abraham Lincoln and Henry Ford, Walt Disney and Harry Truman, they all had money troubles at one time in their lives. So if one day you have to say these words,
I can no longer make my mortgage payments.
Don't be ashamed. Act. Call the people expecting your payment and let them know there's a problem, right away. Because the sooner you let them know, the easier it will be for both of you. You see, nobody wins in a foreclosure. The process is costly and heartbreaking. Companies want to work with you. In fact, they have whole teams of people dedicated solely to keeping borrowers out of foreclosure. So if you're in danger of falling behind in your mortgage, call the company you've been sending your payments to every month and call them today. They can't help if they don't know you need help. To learn more, visit HomeLoanLearningCenter.com. That's HomeLoanLearningCenter.com. Brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 423, excuse me, 423 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to college football. On Thursday, Stanford 15, Oregon State 14. Stanford kicked 5 field goals. Oregon State got 2 touchdowns and still lost. BC on Friday defeated Florida State, pounded them, in fact, 35-3, down in Florida, no less. That was not a game in the top 25, but because BC has been playing so well recently, I thought I'd throw that one in there. Plus, I had the information right in front of me. So there you go. Also on Friday, Memphis 56, Tulane 26. And on yesterday, Penn State 38, Ohio State 27. I saw a little bit of that game. It was kind of exciting. Yeah, back and forth and up and down and everything else. And I missed that opening kickoff that went 97 yards for Penn State. But Penn State is ranked number 2, and they'll hold on to their rankings. Georgia 42, Florida 7. Upset, 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 upset. Iowa State, ranked number 25, defeated TCU, who was ranked number 4, 14-7. Wisconsin 24, Illinois 10. Clemson 24, Georgia Tech 10. Miami 24, North Carolina 19. Notre Dame 35, North Carolina State 14. Oklahoma 49, Texas Tech 27. But not to be outdone, Oklahoma State 50, West Virginia 39. 99 points scored by those Oklahoma teams yesterday. Washington 44, UCLA 23. Virginia Tech 24, Duke 3. Upset, 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 upset. Unranked Arizona defeated Washington State, who ranked number 15, 58-37. Northwestern upset, upset, upset. Number 16, Michigan State. Northwestern was unranked. They defeated them 39-31. That game went 3 overtimes, no less. Houston, upset, upset, unranked Houston. Defeated South Florida, ranked number 17. So the 15th, 16th, and 17th team got upset yesterday. Houston, 28. South Florida, 24. UCF, 73. Austin Peay, 33. That was a bomb burner. 106 points in that game. USC, 48. Arizona State, 17. And that's it as far as the top 25 teams in college football was concerned yesterday. Alabama, number 1, did not play. And so, therefore, we can't give you what they did. They took it easy, I'm assuming. On their day off, weekend off. But anyway, what can I say about college football? Not much. I haven't seen a complete game all year. Now, I'm not bragging about that. That's the truth. I've seen bits and pieces. And, you know, hey, It's college football. What can I tell you? I don't know that much about college football. It's just that it's there. It's a big-time sport. And so, therefore, hey, you watch it, you report the scores, and you move on. 427 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October 29th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. And one of my headphones, one side of my headphones just went out. Get involved in the sports conversation. Just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. I'd love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? Instead of flying to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? Like a village in Botswana or a tiny island in the Pacific where needs are easy to see? What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:31 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. Good news for the Celtics fans out there. Let me tell you in advance. Okay, here we are. Yesterday, the Pelicans 123, the Cavaliers 101. Whew, they got pounded down there in the Big Easy. Celtics 96, the Heat 90, Thunder 101, and the Bulls 69. Well, when the two power forwards are out for fighting, I guess, you know, hey, there you go. Grizzlies 103, Rockets 89. The 76ers 112, the Mavericks 110. The Jazz 96, the Lakers 81. Trailblazers 114, the Suns 107. And the Pistons 95, and the Clippers 87. In that Celtics game, Jaylen Brown got 6 points, five rebounds, and an assist. Jason Tatum got 20 points, his first 20-point game, I believe, in the pros. The kid is awesome. 20 points and five rebounds. Horford, he wasn't passing the ball. Horford got 12 points, nine rebounds, three assists, and a steal. Baines got 6 points, five rebounds, one assist, one steal, and four blocks. Kyrie Irving, 24 points, four rebounds, three assists, three steals, and one block. Ojale did not score. Dice got 8 points, four rebounds, no assists, and one steal. Smart got 16 points. I saw him hit 2 3-pointers in a row. Marcus is doing it. 16 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Rozier, 4 points, 4 rebounds, no assists, and a steal. And Larkin, no points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, and a steal. So, the Celtics are doing extremely well, considering the loss of Haywood. And Marcus Morris has not yet made an official appearance. And the fact that these are all new guys, new young guys, and they are doing extremely well. I think Marcus Morris is certainly going to add to the offense and the defense, and they are rebounding fairly well. Baines and Theis have been giving them some rebounds. Baines got 5 of them yesterday. Theis got 4. I don't know how that compared with the team last year. But anyway, I don't have those numbers. But overall, it seems like they are doing really well off their defense. They're getting offense off defense. And Marcus Smart is out there throwing his body around. So therefore, that certainly is helping. And he's hitting the outside shot. I guess that's him and Rozier. Rozier didn't have that great a game yesterday. Not that he had a bad game. But Rozier had been getting, you know, in double figures as far as scoring was concerned. Playing tenacious defense. Reminding everybody of Avery Bradley. So far, so good. Let's keep the ball rolling. I don't look for Haywood to come back this year. Unless perhaps maybe he can make a dramatic turnaround and we go deep into the finals, and that would certainly be a boost if that happens. But right now I'm happy. And let's a turning point to me was that we did not do well against the Milwaukee Bucks at home, but when we played them on the road the second time, we knew what to expect. And even though Giannis, I'm not going to even go with that last name, had 28 points, he didn't get the 30-something point that he got against us when we were playing him the first time. And I credit that to Brad Stevens' defense. came up with a formula to take care, to keep him within reason. And so if we can keep doing that kind of thing, and the guys seem to thrive on the fact that they, they're called on to play tough defense. And anybody who's telling me that Kyrie Irving doesn't play defense, he has been doing it all, diving on the floor and everything else. And so therefore, it looks really good. We need to stay clear of any more injuries, however. And the fact that Cleveland is struggling doesn't hurt us either. I'm going to say one thing else, but not about the Celtics, but about the New Orleans Pelicans. I think that combination of Boogie Cousins and Davis down there are going to be really good when they get Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo is going to be in assist heaven when he comes back. Rondo is out with an injury, and he will feed those two big guys, and they will love him to death because that is his game. And I don't know any big guy out there playing basketball, any guy out there playing basketball who doesn't want somebody who's going to be able to give them the ball where they can score it easily, a lot easier than if they have to get it on their own. And Rondo does just that. It's 4:38 here on WMFO in Medford, a Brown Perspective on Sports, the Sunday, October 29th edition. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you need to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I shall return shortly.
Very simple.
You just buy a few boxes from a Girl Scout and that's it, right?
But you wouldn't believe the skills we learn by the whole experience of selling them.
Did you know there are things you as a customer can do to help us?
Say hello. Always gets things off on the right foot.
Eye contact is key. We're developing our people skills.
Ask us about our inventory. We have something for every taste. Notice our new boxes. They tell the story of what we do.
And people like a good story.
Ask us where the money goes.
Our team gets to decide.
We're building a playground.
We're planning our first trip abroad.
We're going to our first pro baseball game.
Let us know if you are a Girl Scout.
Girl Scouts are everywhere.
So thanks for your help this year.
We can tell.
You're going to be a great cookie buyer.
When a Girl Scout sells you cookies, she's building a lifetime of skills and confidence.
You are so ready to buy cookies.
This is what a girl can do. Girl Scout cookie season is here. Find your cookies at GirlScoutCookies.org.
And this is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:41 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here regularly every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You need to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I did not check to see how many points Kelly Olynyk got for the Heat. That's where he is residing right now. And one thing I did bring to the studio was the fact that the year we drafted Kelly Olynyk, two spots later in the draft, the Milwaukee Bucks got Giannis. And my older son, Scott, told me, well, hey, you know, he's only played in Europe, and it's hard to determine how he's going to develop, and it's taken him a while. But he is really developing. And I can say, hopefully, that Jason Tatum does the same thing, and Jaylen Brown as well. And who knows about guys off the bench like Ojale, and I like to call Ojale Semi. Because he's like a truck. And Gabusele, who did not play. But hey, they're there. And like I said, we have Kelly Olynyk just did not, to me, have the fire. He was just so up and down and in and out. He has those amazing games. You said, come on, Kelly, keep on. We here, finally arrived. And then he disappears. But anyway, I'll take the hymn that we have right now and keep going with it. 4:43 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in your FM dial. Your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October 29th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Before we get off the NBA, get out of the NBA, nobody has jumped out at me yet at being, you know, wow, they've really got it going. I guess Houston, who lost yesterday, are now at 5-2. You might say they are the surprise, but the Celtics, you know, considering the loss of Hayward, that you know, they might be stumbling with all these new young players, but they're 4-2. Cleveland is 3-3. Orlando is 4-1. The Magic did not play yesterday, did they? No, they're 4-1. The Clippers were 4-0 going into yesterday's game, and they lost. So they're 4-1. Golden State has been struggling. 3-3, I believe, is their record right now. Houston, they lost also, so they're 5-2. Memphis has been a surprise, I guess. They won yesterday. 5-1 in top of the Southwest Division. And Portland, Minnesota, Utah, Denver, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City has been having some problems, but I think they'll right their ship. 4:45 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in your FM dial. And host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. Have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, National Hockey League next. The Sharks 3 and the Sabres 2. Bad news for the Bruins. Kings 2, the Bruins 1 in overtime. Flyers 4, the Maple Leafs 2. Canadiens 5 and the Rangers 4. Ducks 4 and the Lightning 1. Red Wings 3 and the Panthers 2. That was a shootout. New Jersey 4, Coyotes 3. Blues 4, Blue Jackets 1. Islanders 6 and the Predators 2. Wild 2 and the Penguins 1. Avalanche 6 and the Blackhawks 3. Capitals 5 and the Oilers 2. In the Bruins game at 5:27 of the first period, Brad Marchand got his 7th goal of the year with assists from McAvoy and Bork. Not Ray. That's the Bork with the J. At 9:01, Toffoli got his 4th goal of the year unassisted, tying the score at 1-1 in the first period. No scoring in the second period. No scoring in the third period. And at 4:59 of overtime, Toffoli got his fifth goal of the year with an assist from Kopitar. And so that was the final. The Kings 2 and the Bruins 1. Rask had 28 saves. Quick for the Kings had 29 saves. Bruins just did not have any offense going at all in that game other than what Brad Marchand was able to contribute to the situation. Okay, 4:47 here on WMFO. I'm going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back with the NFL. How about that, sports fans?
Influenza can be a serious disease, especially if you're at high risk.
Are you talking to me?
If you have asthma, diabetes, or any other chronic medical condition, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you're pregnant during influenza season, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you're 50 or older, yes.
If your child is from 6 months up to 5 years of age, yes.
Are you talking to me?
If you live or work with anyone in these high-risk groups, yes. Prevent influenza. Get immunized. Some people don't think influenza is serious, but they're wrong. Dead wrong. This year's influenza virus will kill as many as 36,000 people. Influenza is that serious. We are too.
Are you talking to me?
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 Yes, we're talking to you. Influenza vaccine is available in a variety of places. Contact your healthcare provider to learn more. A message from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases and this station.
And also your friends here at Brown Perspective on Sports and Sounds of Praise. 4:51 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Let's go to the National Football League. As you know, I am in a red hot battle with my son Scott, his son Kyle, which makes him my grandson, and our good friends Kenny and Bill. And I think in the first time since Bill's probably his fourth year. In the contest with us, I think it's the first time he's been in first place. Give a round of applause for Bill. He got 63-43. I'm right on his heels at 62-44. Kenny 61-45. Scott 60-46. And Kyle bringing up the rear 59-47. Yay, but just four games out of first place. And so therefore, we'll see what happens. I think I think Kyle Gaze was the only one who had the Ravens. We all had the Dolphins on the Thursday night game, and the Dolphins lost. And so, therefore, we'll have to see what happens this week. And where's my information? I'm looking at all this data here. Okay, here we go. So, okay, I went down in the Dolphins and the Ravens game. I got the Vikings today over the Browns. I got the Raiders over the Bills. I got the Colts over the Bengals. I got the Patriots over the Chargers. And as you know, Dante Hightower is out for the rest of the season. So it's next man up. And I believe that's why we picked up Harris from the Jets when he was a free agent. And I think they're going to plug him right in. He got his feet wet last week. I think he had 19 snaps. And so, therefore, he's going to get his share. I don't know if McClellan, who was close to coming back off IR, is going to be ready. But that won't hurt if he is able to go as well. Let's see. I got the Saints over the Bears. I got the Falcons over the Jets. I got the Eagles over the 49ers. I got the Panthers over the Bucks. I got the Seahawks over the Texans. I got the Cowboys over Washington. I got the Steelers over the Lions. I got the Chiefs over the Broncos in the Monday night game. Bills picks are Dolphins, Vikings, Bills, Bengals, Patriots, Saints, Falcons, Eagles, Bucks, Seahawks, Cowboys, Steelers, and the Chiefs. So we don't differ that much. I got the Raiders over the Bills. He had the Bills. I've got the Panthers over the Bucks. He's got the Bucks. So we differ on two. So hopefully, if my teams can hold on, I will have tied them, I guess. Okay, 4:54 here on WMFO in Medford. What else can I say about the New England Patriots or the National Football League and all this other good stuff going on out there? I think the Patriots have gone, I won't say they've gone on purpose, but they've gone from a knockdown, drag-and-mount passing attack, which we thought that we were going to have. But with the loss of Edelman, that certainly put that back a little bit. And teams have been doubling Gronkowski as a main threat. And these other guys have been, you know, doing well. Hogan and my name is it's a blank now here. Hogan and Cooks and all the other guys out there. But we've been getting good running, and we got Burkhead back for the first time in quite a while. I guess since the first game. And so we've got this monstrous running back attack. where we can throw White and Lewis and Gillislee and Burkhead out there, and they all can catch the ball out of the backfield. And Lewis had the breakaway speed. White showed what he could do in the Super Bowl. What else? Gillislee is the pounder, and so is Burkhead. So, therefore, even though LeGarrette Blount is having a very good year, because these guys, I guess, they felt that they can catch the ball out of the backfield a lot better than he could. And so, therefore, that's where we're going. And, I think we are in good shape. But like every other team, you know, we have to deal with the fact that can we plug guys in when somebody like Dont'a Hightower goes down? So I guess that is our main concern, staying healthy. And I guess it's another concern since the Chargers have these two tremendous defensive ends who give people a lot of trouble. And from what I heard, Marcus Cannon had ankle problems. On the defensive end, Malcolm Brown is out with an ankle injury. So we're going to see how, well, matter of fact, Johnson Bademosi. You ever heard of Johnson Bademosi prior to yesterday? I mean, last week, rather? I hadn't. But he came in and played like if he was the number one guy. Supposedly, Gilmore is going to be back off concussion protocol. Butler's been playing like crazy. People have been knocking him because he didn't get the contract he wanted and this, that, and the other. I didn't have anything to do with it. Although he said it was on his mind, but I don't think that has anything to do with the way he was playing. He was just, you know, being human. And even though he's a bulldog of a corner, he's still only 5'10". So when you get guys like the touchdown that was scored against him, you know, the guy just went up over him. He was behind him and went up over him and got the grab. But I'm extremely satisfied. Gilmore was the guy who's had not lived up to his contract.